Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. We're going to begin with an opening invocation. Please center in your heart now. Visualize your heart with angel wings around it. Feel your heart lifting up in consciousness. Wiggle your big right toe. Wiggle your left thumb. Wiggle your nose. Now wiggle your heart and feel those wings flapping around your heart. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now to your beloved Saint Germain, Portia, beloved Mother Mary and Jesus, beloved Magda, beloved Kasumi, Dwalkul. We call to the Seraphim of God, beloved Justinius, captain of seraphic bands. We call to Archangel Michael and to the legion of the 13 archangels to come forth now. And solace now in blue flame protection, and solace now in the armor of Seraphim. And solace now in the power, wisdom, and love of God. We call now to the Master Moria to place a mantle of blue flame around us, expanding the action of will of God within our physical body and cerebellum. We call now to the Ascended Master Kasumi to enfold us in a mantle of yellow fire of wisdom, to intensify that flame of wisdom within our threefold flame and within the pituitary gland. We call now to the beloved Dwalkul to enfold us in a mantle of love by the expansion of the love plume within the threefold flame and the action of divine love within the pineal gland. We call now for an action of balancing, for an action of stabilization in this time of upheaval. May we feel now the comfortable pressure of our four lower bodies coming into balance with the divine blueprint, the ability to be adult, and islands of sanctuary for those who are in need. We ask now for this call to be answered according to God's holy will. Not my will, but thine be done. Amen. We're now going to be focusing on the sponsoring master, visualizing a figure eight flow between our heart and their heart, between our eyes and their eyes. We have the portrait of the master in front of us. And so we visualize now the light going forth from our eyes, penetrating now the left eye of the master, and giving action. And then we see the energy coming from the right eye of the master into our eyes as the receiving action. We are creating a figure eight flow between our eyes and the eyes of the master. Figure eight flow of light. That light through our eyes is going straight through our brain and to those brain centers. And so we are actually receiving the light of the master's focus of the cerebellum, the level of the etheric body, into our etheric and then physical body. And we're focalizing the energy of the master's pituitary at the level of the etheric body into our etheric and physical body. We're receiving the focus of the master's pineal gland at the level of the etheric body into our etheric and physical body. Through the eyes, through the figure eight flow, through the contact. The master is the guru, the teacher, and the one who stands as representative of the Father for us. The Father is our own I am that I am, our spiritual source. And the body is the mother. And so the Master, together with our Holy Christ Self, stands at the nexus, stands as the transformer of those energies of the Father. As the Son of the Father is one with the Father, so the Master is one with the Father. And through the Master, we receive the Father. And like Jesus, who called Lord Maitreya our Father, so we call our Master our Father. So as we look at the eyes of the Master, let us say together now, I and my Father are one. 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 I am my Father one. I am my Father one. I am my Father one. Feel the energy of the Master descending now from the tip of your toes, then rising up the feet, the calves, the thighs, the hips, the belly, the chest and spine, up through the arms and the hands, up through the head. I and my Father are one. 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 See the Master placing his body over your body, his electronic light substance over your physical form and over your four lower bodies. We are simply a denser manifestation because we operate in the physical plane. We have a physical body, and that body becomes the hands and the feet and the body of the Master. And so we see the body enfolded now in the light presence of the Master. We see the Master's etheric double meshing into our etheric double, surrounding the physical form. We continue looking at the eyes of the Master. We are giving our free will for this interchange. I and my Father are one. 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 Now we are exchanging spirals of identity. The Master is taking on our consciousness, and we are taking on the Master's consciousness. There's that exchange of consciousness. And so as we were saying, I and my Father are one, the Master now speaking through us says, I and my Mother are one. We are the Mother, the matter realization of the Master in the earth. The Master has only our body to work through, and so we are the Mother for the Master. And so hear your Master speaking through you, this fiat now, through the spirals of identity exchanged through the eyes. I and my Mother are one. 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 You are worthy to be the Mother of God. We are worthy to be that materialization of the divine that Mother Mary was, the Mother of God. When we are claiming our oneness with the Father, Mother Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. When our soul magnifies the Lord, when we are one with the Father, and we are the handmaiden of the Lord, we become the Mother of God in this figure eight exchange. And so now let us alternate these two mantras as we send our love to the Master through the I and my Father are one statement, and as we receive that love and light of the Master and consciousness of the Master, as we give the I and my Mother are one mantra. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. All hatred of the mother is actually the hatred and the denial of God manifesting in matter through the vessel that we are. It is to block that alchemy of God fully materializing in matter through us and through each and every soul who is willing to be that instrument. And so the hatred of the mother is not just some outer hatred that is outside of us, but it is actually a precise attack on God manifesting through us. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. See yourself now as the manger and see the Christ child. Or see yourself as the stable and see the Christ child in the manger, in your heart, in your the center of your being. We are the stable, the four corners, the structure through the four lower bodies of the Christ born in the manger of the heart. Our four lower bodies are actually the manifestation of the city four square. And so we, as the Mother of God, are the manifestation of the city four square through the four lower bodies. The Christ child born in the heart. And that is the alchemy of I am the Mother of God now. I am my Mother or one. The alchemy of I and my Father are one is the alchemy of the New Jerusalem descending. And there is a locking in, a congruency that takes place, whereby the New Jerusalem locks in, slides into the matrix of the city four square that we are materializing, matter realizing, mother realizing. And so for the New Jerusalem to descend, there has to be people in the physical plane who can materialize the city four square, who can be the Mother of God, so that there's like a locking in. It's almost like you were, if you had this big, great white tent that you want, you need to fasten it down. It needs to be fastened down, the etheric New Jerusalem of the spirit needs to be fastened down into the physical plane, into the matter plane, through each and every one who is consecrating the four lower bodies as the city four square here below. And each time we give that mantra, I and my mother are one, we are bringing the city four, the New Jerusalem down. Fastening it down one more notch. Oh, beloved Jesus, oh, beloved John the Beloved, we call to you now to assist us in this alchemy of bringing down the New Jerusalem one more step, one more notch, by accelerating now the frequency of the city four square within our four lower bodies as the stable in which the manger and the Christ lay. We ask this through the sponsorship of our Master, who stands at the nexus between heaven and earth. We consecrate our bodies now. Be that matter realization of God, that Mother of God here below, so the Christ can be born in the manger of the heart. Let us give the mantra together again, exchanging the spirals. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. See this now as the ebb and tide of the ocean of love between you and the Master, that ocean that we're ultimately all a drop of. know, the drop becomes the ocean and the ocean becomes the drop. And right now we're seeing this tide, this current going back and forth between our eyes and the eyes of the Master, where we send our oneness with the Father as the wave going out to the Master, and we receive the Master's affirmation of our motherhood of God as an incoming wave of light moving through our brain matter into our physical form. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. And with each wave, see this congruency in the locking in one step closer of that New Jerusalem with the city four square here below. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. Now we become aware of the interlaced triangles of the Father energy descending and the Mother energy ascending, coming into that sixth pointed Star of David in the heart. The Christ child is in the center of the heart, in the manger, that little babe in swaddling clothes, the brilliant aura of the saints. And so now we are going to call forth the soul from the secret chain, from the seat of the soul chakra, to rise up into the heart chakra. Oh, beloved soul, we call to you now in the name of the I Am that I Am to rise now on the shafts of Mother Light into the heart chakra. We see our soul now as that little girl kneeling at the creche, bringing her love to the Christ child, her adoration. And now we see the scene change. And in the new scene, the Christ is the bridegroom. A veritable Prince Charming. A knight in shining armor. There was a beautiful children's book written by a local person in Vermont about her relationship with her grandmother. The book is called Nanny and I. Nanny is in a wheelchair. And the person, who's now adult, recounts her experiences as a child with her nanny. And on one of the pages in this book, this children's book that's just out there on the internet, it says, my nanny has a Prince Charming in the sky who will go dancing with my nanny on the day she has to die. The Prince Charming who is our own beloved Christ self, who is standing by the soul through every trial, every tribulation, every temptation. Waiting for that time and space where the soul can be scooped up, become that bride of Christ. And in the meanwhile, we have the rehearsals, the wedding rehearsals, and our sponsoring master and the Maha Chohan officiates. And we see now our soul and our holy Christ self as the bride and bridegroom entering now the secret chamber of the heart, entering the keep. In the center of the eight petals, we're going to activate the petals again tonight by giving our mantra to Alpha and Omega. And we say, I am Alpha and Omega. This is another way of saying, I and my Father are one. I and my Mother are one. This is another way of intensifying the contact with the Master and bringing forth that congruency between the New Jerusalem and the City Four Square. So let us say now together as we see the Christ self and the soul energizing these heart petals through conscious awareness. Are eight petals and eight syllables, and we are going in a clockwise motion now around the secret chamber of the heart. I and my Father, I am Alpha and Omega. 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 Think about this, when that there is no real time and space, and that when the moment comes where our body drops off, we go through that transition called death, it simply means we're putting down our physical body, putting down the emotional body, putting down the mental body. Our consciousness is still in that consciousness of the secret chamber of the heart. And we can still say, I am Alpha Alpha and Omega. And when the lower bodies disintegrate, the soul is swooped up to the higher body. Through the etheric double into the planes of the Holy Christ Self, the causal body and the I Am. And so we see that nexus within our own being. We have the lower bodies, the city four square, and we have the higher bodies, the New Jerusalem, and the soul, and the secret chamber of the heart is in the nexus. The secret chamber of the heart is the nexus. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. I am Alpha and Omega. And so now we see the soul and the Holy Christ Self rising on the shaft of Mother Light, being drawn up as well in that descending current, moving up into the consciousness of the Father, into the three higher bodies. We see a shaft of white light. We see our soul and Holy Christ Self rising, rising, rising now into the plane of the Christ consciousness. The higher frequency, not so much a matter of distance, but a matter of frequency. We see our soul and Holy Christ Self now rising into the plane of the Buddhic consciousness, the causal body, rising through the spheres of light, through the treasures in heaven, the blue, the green, the purple, the violet, the pink, the yellow, the white, the secret rays, rising up now in consciousness into the level and plane of the I Am that I Am, the plane of our God consciousness. And we bow before our God, our I Am presence, and the angel of the presence. And the soul is flanked by the Holy Christ Self on one side and the sponsoring master on the other side. And she is presented through these divine mediators to the God presence, who only sees her divine perfections, the original divine blueprint, where the eyes of God cannot behold iniquity. And in that complete and total immaculate concept, the soul is purified under the gaze of the I Am presence. The soul finds her garments washed clean, the scarlet stain transmuted into the essence white. We see stripped from her now all manner of unreality and limiting concepts and burdens and baggages that can be taken in this round and cycle under the direct sponsorship of the sponsoring master and Holy Christ Self. We see our soul free as a bird, free as those white. white wings around the heart. And she rejoices in that weightlessness, the weightlessness that comes from having that burden and baggage of condemnation and self-condemnation, that sin and sense of sin, that sense of struggle removed in the light of the I Am Presence. And the soul speaks to the I Am that I Am and says, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. And the God Presence, the I Am, responds with the divine approbation that says, I and my mother are one. I and my mother are one. I and my mother are one. Go be the mother of God. Go be myself in form, in matter. You have my blessing. And the soul bows once again and accepts the vision and the mission and full place of honor to stand on. And we see her descending once again with the Master on one side and the Holy Christ Self on the other, descending now through the spheres of Buddhic consciousness, through the spheres of the Christ consciousness, the higher mental plane, now returning to the secret chamber of the heart. And there the Mahachohan awaits. The Mahachohan is the master of the secret chamber of the heart. And the soul speaks to the Mahachohan and says, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Let us say this three times together. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. And the Mahachohan affirms to us that through this mantra, we become the bride of the Holy Spirit. Soul becomes the bride of the Holy Spirit. We are the bride of the Holy Spirit. Let's say it again together. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. This is for the full matter realization on all four levels of the City Four Square. And the Mahachohan blesses us in the becoming of the bride of the Holy Spirit. With the admonishment of our beloved Lord Gautama, go be, go be, go be. 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 And with each one of these statements, there was a balancing and an expanding and an intensification of each plume of the threefold flame, according to the divine alchemy for our life stream in this hour. And we see the soul placing her hands together, clasping her hands together in prayer, and bowing in thanksgiving before the Lord Mahachohan. And she is going to remain there in the secret chamber of the heart with the divine bridegroom for a cycle until our duties call us back into the world of form. Our duties manifesting through right thought, right feeling, right action. And addressing the circumstances that we have before us in our day-to-day service and for the balancing of personal and planetary karma. So let us say once again, as a sealing prayer, the mantra, my soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. We have given through our free will our acquiescence at the level of the threefold flame for the full integration and internalization of this work. This concludes and seals the meditation. And we have some moments here for sharing. Let us sound the Om together first. as the Au Om, the three-part Om, tripartite Om. It is finished, it is sealed. It is done, it is finished, it is sealed. It is done, it is finished, it is sealed. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Praise the Lord, I am that I am. Sanat Kumara. Thank you, everyone. I would like to open the line for anyone who may have a sharing or a comment. Simply the desire to commune in words. I know it's not easy to commune in words this time. Do so. It's another form of a figure eight flow with the master. So please speak up if you can.
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. Hi. I liked hearing about how when we have resistance, that it's to the mother becoming physical within us. I'd never seen it like that. And I think, you know, sometimes in the past I often wondered what the mother was, really. And I think I have got a greater sense of actualizing the mother. And saying those words, my soul doth magnify the Lord, I actually have Mother Mary as my sponsoring master now, and it was like, in a sense, I felt like an imposter. So I feel like I have to grow that feeling inside of me of actualizing God in my day-to-day life. And I think it's like it's an expanding of that feeling of being God and having God inside your heart. This is just, for me, an expanding of that and a greater awareness of that everything I do really has meaning. That was it, I think.
And Mary, what's important is that, you know, we have, sometimes we've had this fallen angel kind of pride that says, oh, you know, it's such a big deal to become God, you know, how could I be God, and all of the false humility and all of that. But when you're saying to become God, it's really about simply every time we have a right thought or a right feeling or a right action, we are materializing God, we are being God. So we don't have to have it at a level of complication and all of that superlative kind of understanding. Simply, it's very simple. Right thought, right feeling, right action. We are the mother of God.
All right.
I'm grateful, too, for that realization and teaching. Would anyone else like to come forward?
Therese, it's Luann.
Hi, Luann.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to share the daily increase awareness of when you step over the line. The more awake you become, the more rapidly you realize, oh, that was my ego. And even the tiny little parts of it, little tiny bits of it. And it really happens because of the bond with the master, because they're there with you. The other thing I'm just really aware of is the whole sense, which I think a lot of us have had, knowing that we're part of the Ruby Ray lineage, but it's almost tangible as the days and weeks have gone by, and I'm just really aware of the Ruby Ray, and we consider it a friend of ours, but at the same time, we are part of the lineage. Thanks.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Luann.
Mm-hmm.
It is so nice to realize that we are, you know, when we have in the book of Sanat Kumara's Pearls and in the book of Revelation, you know, the 144,000, those who are the children of the mother standing at the south gate, it's like there was Sanat Kumara to Gautama, Gautama to Lord Maitreya, to Jesus, Jesus to Padmasambhava, Padmasambhava to Guru Ma, and then from Guru Ma to the 144,000 who stand there at the south gate, those who are the children of the mother, who stand with the mother at the south gate. And so each and every one who is determined to be there with the flying eagle at the south gate as the children of the mother is directly enfolded in that mantle of the Ruby Ray, that descending hierarchy of light. And so I really do believe that each and every other, one of us in our own way is a part of that lineage. And because there are, at this point in time in the age of Aquarius, there's that multiplication that happens, you know, where it's not just mantle isn't just resting on one, but it's now being multiplied by the many. It's like that breaking of the bread into many pieces, and each piece becomes the fullness of the loaf. So this is the wonderful alchemy of the time that we're in, that there can be this multiplication where each and every one of us becomes the fullness of the Guru, of the Mother, and of our uplink, who is Guru Ma, and then from there, you know, we through her, through that mantle, we are accessing the masses who are that of that lineage. And so it's, I'm so glad you brought that up. Thank you, Luann. I'm very grateful for that lineage of the Ruby Ray, and that we all have a part in that lineage.
Several years ago, I had gotten the thing that even if you don't sit down and actually do any of the Ruby Ray calls, if you do the Ruby Ray preamble every single day, I mean, it literally invokes the power, the protection, and the presence of the Ruby Ray around you. And even that, all by itself, does wonders for the planet.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad to know that. It's worth making that extra preamble.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else that would like to share? It would be nice to have three people, since the whole night has been on the three. And so if we could have three or more people, that would be great. Anyone want to be our 3 times 3?
Hi, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd
just like to say thanks for everyone else sharing, and you learn something new every day. It was good to hear that. All that little bit of teaching there was great, and thanks for the meditation. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. It's always so nice to hear your voice. It really is. You've got sunshine in your voice, and so it's always nice to hear it, really. So. I'm going to ask if anybody else would like to come forward. Let us give the sealing then. We thank the Ascended Masters and Heavenly Hosts who have guided us in this work, and ask that continuing between sessions, we call for all misqualifications that have been and will be revealed are transmitted by violet flame, encircled by the mighty circle and sword of blue flame of beloved Astraea, and held in abeyance until the time of transmutation and righteous retribution. We call now for the God desire to keep on keeping on and see the work through to its final victory. According to God's holy will, let it be done. Amen. Thank you, one and all, and have a good night. God bless us all.
Thank you.